Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally throw in something odd, a non-commercial recording, a joke, a story. And tonight is a wombat night. I'm going to play a particular song that I recorded that clearly not commercial. I'll call it a wombat. I mentioned over the last few weeks that my wife and I attended the Swannanoa Gathering in Asheville, North Carolina. It's a music camp, runs for about 5 weeks, I think. And we went to the first week, which was traditional song week, which consisted of singing all week long. And after a bit of a rough start, we had a great time. And much of the music tonight, in fact, songs 2 through 6, are all influenced either some things I got from the camp in one way or another. So it'll be influencing my shows for the next few weeks. I'll be playing things I recorded at the camp and also playing songs that I learned about or remembered due to the experience at the camp. So, but the first song is from 1961, and it's called The Lion Sleeps Tonight, or Weem Away. It was originally an African song, recorded in 1939, and then came to the States. Alan Lomax collected it, Pete Seeger performed it, and then many other groups performed it. And finally, in 1961, a doo-wop group called The Tokens performed it, and that's what you're going to hear. It became a big hit, and I consider it an absolute classic. Wee dee 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 dee. That was The Lion Sleeps Tonight by The Tokens. Well, the next song is the first song influenced by my experience at Swannanoa. It's called Red Velvet Dress. It's sung by Lynn Hardy. And I didn't hear this song there, but I heard some beautiful waltzes about dancing. And I remembered this song and tracked it down. I first heard it in the early 80s at a music camp, sung by Lynn Hardy. She was then married to Jay Unger, who's a very famous fiddler, and was called Lynn Unger. And I love the song, recorded it, and have sung it for years, and forgotten about it for about the last 15 years. But here it is. This is The Red Velvet Dress by Lynn Hardy. It's a fairly simple arrangement, but it's about falling in love, that love at first sight experience. Here's a particular description of such an experience. That was The Red Velvet Dress, written and performed by Lynn Hardy. Well, next up is Mack the Knife by Bobby Darin. At the Swannanoa Festival, there were classes during the day and various concerts and things, and pretty much you were tied up until about 9 o'clock with either meals or something to go to. But And on the first few days I was there, I was not a particularly happy camper. I wasn't that pleased with some of the classes, and I wasn't getting to do any singing with other people to speak of. And then I discovered, or finally got to, the Late Knot Singing Circle. We were on the campus, Warren Wilson campus, near Asheville in Swannanoa, North Carolina, right outside of Asheville. And they had a big pavilion there, which could seat, I don't know, maybe 200 people. And at night, they would form a circle of chairs, and people would come down and sing together in a big circle. That'd be maybe a third of people would have an instrument, a guitar usually, a banjo maybe, something like that. One woman had a concertina and then various other instruments. And we'd sing. And the circle would start off fairly large, maybe 60 people. And as the night got later, it would get smaller and smaller. Now, I don't stay up that late anymore, so I left no later than 1, and the circle would be down to maybe 30, 40 people. I think it got smaller and smaller as the night went on, and I was sorry I couldn't stay. Anyway, we sang a great variety of songs. Somebody would start a song, and everybody would jump in. Usually, most of the songs were group songs. And so the next several songs were songs we sang in the circle. And I recorded everything, but my recordings are not good. And also, the singing in the circle with 50, 60 people is not necessarily the best music to listen to as a recorded. It's fun to be in, especially if you're one of the singers, but recordings of it aren't all that pleasing. Anyway, one night we sang this song, Mack the Knife, and I remembered how much I liked it and how much I enjoyed this version of it. So this is Bobby Darin singing Mack the Knife.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth big, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe. So there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. 5 will get you 10, old Mackey's back in town. Now did you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Mackey spins just like a shell. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Now, Jimmy Diver, ho, ho, yes, Sue Tawdry, woo, Miss Lottie Linya, and Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe. Now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Sookie Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Linya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town.
That was Mack the Knife by Bobby Darin. One of my little personal theories is that communities, groups of people, towns, villages, states, whatever, are conscious beings, that there's somebody home there, somebody thinking and listening. So that happens in different organizations. Sitting in the song circle at Swannanoa at night, it's as if it had a mind of its own, and it would wander off in strange directions, and I'm going to describe one of them. One night, for no reason that I can explain, they had sung a song by Merle Haggard, Mama Tried, which is the next song I'm going to play, and it has a great chorus, I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. And for no explainable reason, they began to sing snippets of songs, like one verse, and then throw in the chorus from Mama Tried. So someone would sing like, You Are My Sunshine, one verse of that, and then the whole group would sing together, I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole, and on they'd go. And this went on for about 15 minutes. It was kind of insane, and I loved it. So this is the song that they took the verse, the chorus from. This is Mama Tried by Merle Haggard.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
That was Mama Tried by Merle Haggard. Well, next up is another song they sang in the circle that night, There Is a Bomb in Gilead. This version's by Deborah Liv Johnson. I had first heard that song when I was a freshman in college, and it was kind of a wake-up call to me. It was the first thing I'd heard from a friend. My friend was Jim Key, and Jim sang this song, and I loved it. And I realized, my God, there are thousands and thousands of songs I've never heard that I would love, and this is one of them. So the night in the circle, my recording wasn't very good, but I went online and looked around and found this version of There Is a Bomb in Gilead, which I liked a lot, so I'll play it for you.
Thank you. sin-sick soul. Sometimes I feel discouraged and think my work's in vain. But then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again. There is a balm in Gilead to make the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. Don't ever feel discouraged, for Jesus is your friend.
There is a balm in Gilead by Deborah Liv Johnson. Well, it's wombat time. Yes. Whenever I play something that I've recorded, I consider it a wombat. And I recorded this at the Swannanoa Festival. The last night of the camp, the week, was Friday night. They had something called a student showcase, and students could sign up to perform. And my wife, Phyllis Hale, signed up to perform and sang a version of Summertime. And she asked two of the best musicians in the camp on guitar and fiddle to accompany her, which they did very well. And I'll let the song speak for itself. I'm very proud of Phyllis's performance. But what I want you to notice, what I think is the most fun thing about this, is listen to the audience reaction. Listen to them become aware of Phyllis's voice, and then when she does some other things, you can hear people getting excited. And I get a big, big kick out of that. So that, to me, is the favorite part. So here comes a wombat. This is Phyllis Hale singing Summertime at the Swannanoa Traditional Song Week.
Please welcome Phyllis Hale.
Thank you so much. This is a simple little song, and it will be familiar to all of you. It's a song that I used to sing to my children after reading a story at night and trying to get them to fall asleep, to relax and fall asleep. And it was about 6 years ago that my sweetheart, my husband Harry, said to me, "Yes, Phyllis, you can sing." And so I never really thought that I could sing before, but he and I now sing duets together, so I really am, as Julie says, jumping off a cliff tonight and trying a solo, so. Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are just
That was Summertime by Phyllis Hale. Next up is the last song from that was influenced by my week at Swannanoa for this show. I'll have more on the next show. This is Lay Down My Dear Brother. Someone sang the song at the Circle one night, and I remembered it and liked it a lot. Oddly enough, I had first heard the song from a man named Joe Newberry, and 30 years ago, Joe, and I liked it a lot then. Joe Newberry was at the camp as one of the performers, and I was trying to remember what the song was I liked by him when someone sang it in the Circle. So when I got home, I looked around, and I found this, that there's a version of the song sung by the Grateful Dead. Now, most of us know Grateful Dead and Jerry Garcia as a rock band, but they also did some folky stuff, and here they are doing one. This is the Grateful Dead singing, Lay Down, My Dear Brother.
Lay down, my dear brothers, lay down and take your rest. I want you to lay your head upon your Savior's breast. I love you, oh, but Jesus loves you the best. And I bid you good night, good night, good night. And I bid you good night, good night, good night. And I bid you good night, good night, good night. Walking in Jerusalem just like John, good night, good night. I remember right well. Good night, good night. Israel, good night, good night. Tell me upon the arm that wonderful bow. Good night, good night. Might it be for the beast at the end of another wood? Good night, good night. Good to eat all the children. Would not be good, good night, good night. But I brought a stop shall comfort me. Good night, good night, good night. Lay down, my dear brother, lay down and take your rest. I want you to lay your head upon your Savior's breast. Jesus loves you the best, and I bid you good night, good night, good night. And I bid you good night, good night, good night.
Sing it with us.
Lay down, my dear brothers, lay down and take your rest. I want you to lay your head upon your Savior's breast. I love you, oh, but Jesus loves you the best. I bid you good night, good night, good night. And I bid you good night, good night, good night. And I bid you good night, good night, good night.
That was the Grateful Dead singing Lay Down, My Dear Brother. So, next up is a song, I don't know where I got it from, but I just looked it up. It's by a group called Four Non Blondes. It was their only hit, and it was in 1993. It's called What's Up, and all I know is I like it. I can't tell you much more about it. So they only had one hit. This is it.
25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis sometimes when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. Into a deep breath and I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on? And I say, hey, yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, yeah. I said, hey, what's going on? And I
That was What's Up by Four Non Blondes. You are listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baia. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. And you can also pick us up on the web at WEHCFM.com. And I only play songs I love on this show. Well, the next one's a bit of a serendipity song. I wanted to play the song after this one, which is, I believe, by Frankie Lane. So I was looking around for songs by Frankie Lane, and I bumped into this one. Actually, it's not even, the name spelling is different. The Frankie Lane that sings I Believe is L-A-I-N-E, and this person is Frankie Lane, L-A-N-E. But I play songs I love, and I heard this song, and I loved it. It's a well-known fiddle tune called Over the Waterfall, and it has a nice guitar part, and then the fiddle comes in, which I think is particularly nice, and then there's a hammered dulcimer, and then they all play together for a while. So anyway, it's a bit calm after some of the other music I've been playing, but still, it fits my criteria, and I enjoy it and like to share it. Over the Waterfall by Frankie Lane. Next up is another song by a different Frankie Lane, L-A-I-N-E. This is called I Believe, and it was a big hit in the early 50s, both in England and in the U.S., and it was a song written to give hope. At that time, the Korean War was going on, and a woman who had a TV show was discouraged by the fact that this was so soon after World War II, and asked people to write, her writers to write a song that would give people faith and hope in the future. And she wrote I Believe, and Frankie Lane made this recording of it, which became a big hit.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I believe. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I believe.
That was I Believe by Frankie Lane. I recently gave away all of my LP records, long play records that I had. I've been hauling around since, about 1970 when I first moved to a different place. I took all these records and I kept them ever since. But a few months ago, I took over my cousin's house and he had a friend who'd pick them up and maybe make some money off them if he could. But I didn't have the nerve to throw away the Warner Brothers collection albums I had. I had subscribed to this service for $1 a month, and in I got sent a 2 long play albums, a collection of new songs, often strange things, and I have about 20 of these, and I knew that no one else would find them of any value. I have to throw them away eventually. Anyway, that's where I got the following song, P.F. Sloan by Jimmy Webb. I've never heard it anyplace else. I've played it on the show before years ago, and it's from that album. I go through these albums when I'd get them. This was in the 80s. And listen to every song, and if I liked it, I'd mark it. And this is one of the ones I liked a lot. So here is P.F. Sloan by Jimmy Webb.
I have been seeking P.F. Sloan, but no one knows where he has gone. No one ever heard the song that boy said winging. Now you might sigh and you might moan and sweat about the skin and bone, but you just smile and read the Rolling Stone while he continued singing. Oh yes, now listen to me singing. No, 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 don't sing this song. No, don't sing this song. No, 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 don't sing this song. It belongs to P.F. Sloan. Hides, crucified, he's staring glassy-eyed out through the parlor door. The London Bridge was finally found. They moved it to another town, and now all the people gather round to watch the bridge fall down, but I don't think it will no more. Oh, oh,
Nixon came and came to stay. They've taken all his sins away. You know I put it on the news today. It set my ears to ringing. All the last time I saw P.S. Long, he was sunburned. He was a winter blonde. No, he turned the corner all day long, but he continued, yes, he continued singing. Listen to him singing. No, 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 don't sing this song. No, don't sing this song.
P.F. Sloan by Jimmy Webb. And what can I say about that? The next song is kind of philosophical. It's called The Way It Didn't Go by Terrence Martin. And it just leaves you sort of hanging again and again. And you've probably all had experiences, I know I have, that are like the ones described in the song. You meet someone, and perhaps you only get to meet them briefly. Don't even get to know their name. Maybe at a cocktail party or on a crosstown bus or some experience where you have to interact. And you realize later that you really liked that person. Maybe it's for me, it might be a beautiful woman I met somewhere and or just an interesting woman, and realize later, I wish I'd gotten to know her name. I wish I could follow up, but I didn't. So it's lost forever. The stream of time flows on and things that might have happened didn't. So that's what this song is about. It's called The Way It Didn't Go by Terrence Martin.
Where is the life we might have led? It started on the corner where we never met. I nearly turned to you, you nearly turned to me. At the intersection of what is and what could be. What would have happened, we'll never know. That's the way it didn't go. I saw a child that might have had our name. He passed me in a crowd just the other day. He spoke some words, but none of them were clear. Our shadows nearly touched as he disappeared. Did he have your eyes? I'll never know. That's the way it didn't go. I'm not myself today, and you're not who you are. We're one lane over, riding in that car. They read a map, but they don't recognize the road. And if they think about us, they don't let it show. Where did they turn? We'll never know. That's the way it didn't go. Thank you. through, the girl you didn't talk to, the light you didn't run that day, the call you didn't answer, the unrequited dancer, you met her glance and turned away. Put it down lightly, you know how things can break. I can't forget the love we didn't make. The sun that didn't rise through the window that's not there. The way it didn't fall on your face and on your hair. What did you dream? I'll never know. That's the way it didn't go. What might have been, we'll never know. That's the way it didn't go.
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 The Way It Didn't Go by Terrence Martin. You know, one of my favorite little expressions is, to a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And to a guy with a radio show, a lot of things makes him think of songs. The Way It Didn't Go. I wonder how many songs there are out there that I haven't heard that I would like even better than anything I ever heard. Well, that's the way it didn't go. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya. And the wombat part of my show sometimes gets a little bit quiet. I don't have any wombats for a while. But as you can see, I've been strongly influenced by my experience going to the singing camp at Swannanoa, and that is bringing in some wombats. And I'll have more next week. I'll be playing some recordings I made at the while I was in camp, of other people singing, and one of me singing something. So those will be wombats. And I like to feel the show being influenced by strange influences like that, or having a co-host. And I've got a very interesting co-host coming up in the near future, and I'll wait for you to discover who that is. It's now time to end the show, and I do that the same way each week. And the invitation I issue is one I got from a song by a good friend of mine, Marilyn Maltzer. And this was a verse in her song, and I just stole it. So now it's time for me to ask you, please join me in celebrating. And what I want you to join me in celebrating is this. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.